the party and the wine. You thrived on the glamour of the bright light. I came alive where there were meadows and streams. And for all the time we got together, we never got together on our dreams. The people, some people choose to love. Don't you wonder what we were thinking of? I can't imagine what on earth made us think that we could make it work. Oh, the people, some people choose to love. From the start, it seems we followed different maps, and the space between our lives grew much too wide. If there'd been a common bond to bridge the gap, one of us just might have found the other side. The people, some people choose to love. Don't you wonder what God was thinking of? I don't know what in heaven's name made us think that we could ever change. Oh, the people, some people choose to love.
Jim Weatherly and the people, some people choose to love. That's a nice one. They used to be called sneakers, but now they're called athletic footwear. They're made out of leather, night light, or other scientific combinations of plastic. Night light? I think that's supposed to be nylight. I think that's the way that's supposed to be spelled, but it's not. Night light. Made out of old night light. Or other scientific combinations of plastics designed for durability and comfort. And the $6 to $7 sneaker has been replaced by the $25 to $30 specialty shoe. Indeed, sneakers are stepping out in style as specialty sports shoes. The basic attraction may be comfort, especially if you're interested in tennis or jogging, but status has something to do with it, too. The pros wear the specialty shoes, and teenagers like to follow the example of the athletes. Mostly it's the kids who wear the colorful athletic shoes on the courts and on the streets. However, comedian Woody Allen did it up in style a couple of, a year ago or so, when he went with Betty Ford to a ball in her tuxedo and sneakers. Yeah, whatever happened to the Action Wedge, the P.F. Flyers, what's the other one called? The P.F. Flyer, and there's the Keds sneakers. That was the one with the Action Wedge. Yeah. Made you fly over houses. Remember those ads?
A rose in Harlem starts to bloom. The world is like a toy balloon. I hear a love song and I cry.
Because I love you, girl.
That's the name of it, the new one from the Stylistics, here on WJMA. We were talking about those tennis shoes a minute ago, but then we ran into the song. You ever notice when you were a kid it kind of made you feel inferior when you bought a new set of tennis shoes? I talked about those ads that depicted the child flying over fences and flying over houses like Superman. Well, I got a pair of either, it was one of those shoes, PFs or Keds or something, with the wedge in there that used to act like a spring, remember? And I put those shoes on figuring I could jump over the house at least. When I slammed into the wall, it kind of made me feel inferior. Now we get to real sports, sponsored by J.B. Walters & Sons Company of Orange and by Young Equipment Company, two members of WJMA's Sports Broadcasters Club. Ted Marchibrota made his point the hard way. Marchibrota was rehired as head coach of the Baltimore Colts today, 2 days after he quit the post because of too much interference from the front office. After a six-hour conference with owner Robert Irsay, Marchibrota returned to that job. The action followed two meetings by the players yesterday in which they made it plain they were on Marchibrota's side, although they stopped short of a boycott. Irsay made a statement in Skokie, Illinois, in which he said that he and Marchibrota have patched up their differences. He also said Marchibrota can hire and fire players without interference from management. Now this. We all know how important money is, but some things are more important than money. Convenience, that intangible feeling of satisfaction. Those things are hard to measure in terms of dollars and cents. An asphalt driveway from J.P. Walters Sons and Company is one of those things. In terms of convenience and satisfaction, an asphalt driveway is worth far more than its actual cost. You'll discover that your asphalt driveway is worth every dollar of your investment because of the value it adds to your property. J.P. Walters and Sons Company. Reliable, efficient paving contractors. Do more work for just that reason. If the idea of adding value to your home appeals to you, then it should. Call J.P. Walters today, 672-1449. Have them come out and look over your place. You'll be pleased when you hear the estimate, and there's no obligation. J.P. Walters and Sons Company on Blue Ridge Drive in Orange. Why not call today about your new driveway? 672-1449, J.P. Walters and Sons Company of Orange.
Young Equipment Company has sensible reasons why you should buy a new idea super sheller instead of a combine. Reason number one, combines are more expensive to run and maintain, and new or used, you're buying an extra engine to add to your fuel and maintenance costs. Young Equipment Company has more sensible reasons why a super sheller is such a great buy now. Come on in, Young Equipment Company in Orange, and talk about it. You'll begin to see all the sensible reasons why you should buy a super sheller.
Los Angeles Dodgers catcher Steve Yeager underwent surgery today to remove splinters from his esophagus. He was hit in the throat by a broken bat last night in the game against San Diego. Yeager's condition is termed stable and not too serious by a spokesman at a San Diego hospital. Yeager was on deck when Bill Russell swung at a pitch. The bat cracked, split in two, and went sailing into Yeager's direction. He was 50 feet away, but the barrel end of the bat was going fast enough to tear a jagged hole a half-inch deep in his neck. The New York Mets have recalled outfielder Lee Mazzilli from their Jackson, Mississippi Farm Club in the Texas League. Mazzilli was hitting .292 for Jackson with 13 home runs and was leading the league in stolen bases with 28 and in walks with 109. Sports brought to you by J.P. Walters & Sons Company of Orange and also by Young Equipment Company of Orange, two members of WJMA's Sports Broadcasters Club.
When you're in a hurry to call someone, why go round in circles? Tap it out on a Touchtone phone.
Ruthie, stop baking those cookies. The bake sale's off.
Touchtone phones are so fast and easy, it only takes a few seconds to keep in touch.
Betty, hold the brownies.
Martha, forget the pies.
Fast and easy Touchtone phones from C&P. Why go round in circles when you can be right on the button?
Virginia Federal's new system for saving is a pass card savings account. A lot of convenience wrapped into a plastic card. It replaces your savings pass book and identifies you as a Virginia Federal customer in any office. Your deposits and withdrawals are recorded immediately. You just present your pass card. Easy as that. Stop in at Virginia Federal, Main Street and Madison Road, Orange. Open a new pass card account or convert your present passbook account. For programs that are new and practical, it's Virginia Federal.
Clear and cool tonight, tomorrow sunny and warmer, a high around 88 and 31. Right now, 76 and 24 in Orange.
Today, when the work is behind you and the shop and the store, put the lock on the door. Just get away where your worries won't find you. If you like, well, I'll tell you more. Don't let the day get the better of you. When the evening comes, there's so much to do. You better put on your best and wear a smile. Just come along with me a while. I'm sure you'll be tapping your feet because the beat is the greatest thing. All around there are girls and boys. It's a swinging place. A cellophane noise has got an atmosphere of its own somehow. You gotta come along right now, cause I'll tell you.
There's Pat Clark and I Know a Place. A Republican candidate for Attorney General of Oregon claims to have beaten the world record for handshaking by a politician, Deputy Attorney General Jim Durham. They call him Jim where he is, kind of like John Boy, spent 14 and a half hours Sunday shaking hands at the Oregon State Fair. He's said to have exceeded by one handshake the listing in the Guinness Book of World Records, Teddy Roosevelt's shaking of 8,513 hands at the White House on New Year's Day in 1907. In other political news, this one is entitled, How Soon We Forget. A recent poll shows 75% of Americans surveyed think Swiker is a kindly old doctor from Africa.
No matter what type of used car you're looking for, Reynolds GMC Center in Orange can fill the bill. The smaller cars have been tuned for top gas mileage. Most are one-owner cars, many driven only a very few miles. 75 Toyota, for example, has gone only 8,000 miles. Reynolds has a 75 Dodge Dart with just 6,000. There are Mavericks, Pintos, Gremlins, Audis, VWs, and Opals, most with low mileage. Shop around if you like, then go to Reynolds and compare. Reynolds GMC Center, Madison Road, Orange.
There's something new at the Lion's Den. Every Wednesday evening beginning at 5, the Lion's Den in Orange is serving fresh Maine lobster. They're shipped fresh every week, and coupled with a lion's share of butter sauce, you have mouth-watering goodness you never expected in Orange, and at the reasonable cost of $6.95. Make sure you're among those enjoying the Lion's Den lobster dinner. Call today and reserve as many lobsters as you want for Wednesday night. The Lion's Den Lobster number, 672-2666.
A motorcycle license plate number 211-834 has been lost in the area around Orange, Gordonsville, or Barbersville. If you find it, call 832-2978. That's 832-2978. It's WJMA AM and FM with Frankie Valli. This is WJMA and WJMA-FM in Orange. 76 and 24. At 4, here's what's new. Secretary of State Kissinger is on his way back to Washington from West Germany. Kissinger met in Hamburg today with West German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt to discuss his weekend talks with South African Prime Minister John Vorster. The secretary said he'll wait for a report from his top aide on African affairs before deciding when to begin his expected trip to Africa. Kissinger said he was invited to Africa as soon as possible by Tanzanian President Julius Nyerere after the African leader ended a summit meeting with four other black African heads of state. But a spokesman for Nyerere said later that Kissinger was not invited. He said the secretary asked to make the trip, and the request was honored. A South African government minister says significant changes can be expected in that country's domestic racial policies. The minister told a state congress of the ruling National Party today in Johannesburg that the changes will include what he called more meaningful responsibilities for blacks and an end to separation measures. Meanwhile, violence in South Africa continues. One black was killed by police during rioting in the township of Soweto, and another disturbance was reported in the Cape Town area. Military sources in Washington say American technical intelligence specialists have examined the Soviet jet flown to Japan yesterday by a defector. The sources say they expect an intelligence bonanza from the study of the first advanced Soviet MiG-25 jet fighter to land within reach of American Air Force experts. Of special interest to American technicians is the radar used by the Soviets to guide the missiles that the airplane would fire at U.S. fighters in the event of an air battle. White House spokesman Ron Nesson says the Vietnamese government's identification of 12 U.S. airmen killed during the Vietnam War will not lead to normalization of relations with Vietnam. The Vietnamese gave the names to the U.S. Embassy in Paris yesterday. Nesson said today the U.S. stands fast in its demand for a full accounting of all U.S. servicemen listed as missing in action. President Ford signed into law today a new version of a child daycare bill he vetoed in April. In signing the measure, Ford laid down a philosophy of limited federal intrusion into the affairs of states. The daycare bill raises the ceilings on federal outlays for daycare centers by $240 million for the 15 months ended next September. But in what Ford sees as a compromise hammered out by his veto, federal standards for the staffing of child care centers are postponed until October 1977. Democratic presidential nominee Jimmy Carter has criticized the Ford administration's defense posture. Speaking today to a crowd at a nuclear submarine shipyard in Groton, Connecticut, Carter said the administration's approach to cutting defense costs is leading to what he termed confusion, waste, and lack of planning. Earlier, Carter said that based on what he knows about recent allegations concerning FBI Director Clarence Kelly, he would fire Kelly. But Carter said that President Ford may have access to information about the affair that Carter doesn't. Kelly used FBI materials and labor to build drapery valances in his apartment. Kelly has said the work was done without his knowledge, and he has repaid the Bureau for costs. Democratic vice presidential nominee Walter Mondale told a group of unemployed electricians in Los Angeles that a Carter administration will reduce unemployment. Mondale said that that can be accomplished by a two-pronged program of balanced fiscal policy and by increasing public jobs. You're listening to WJMA Radio News.
You're out on the water, not a cloud in sight except one. And it keeps getting blacker and closer. What do? You put on your life jacket while your passengers put on theirs. They sit in the lowest part of the boat while you head the boat into the waves at a nice slow pace, setting a course for the nearest sheltered shore. Safe boating makes the summer last longer. A public service message from the Virginia Commission of Game and Inland Fisheries.
WJMA News time is 4:04. It'll be clear and cool tonight. Tomorrow should be sunny and warmer with a high around 88 and 31. The chance of rain is near zero through tomorrow. The winds light and variable this afternoon and tonight. Right now it's 76 and 24 in Orange. The relative humidity is 46%. The news writer at 4 was William Strong. I'm Russ Roberts for WJMA Radio News.
At sizzling sidewalks, don't step on the cracks. Old folks try to catch their breath as children catch their jacks.
Barefoot in
Barefoot in Baltimore. There's the strawberry alarm clock here on WJMA AM and FM. We're at 4:07. Written by Bobby Darin, sung again by Annie Murray. Two social scientists say the elderly are often misled by myths and social pressures into giving up their romantic lives. Syracuse University professor Dan Rubenstein and graduate student Judith Breyer say in their report that anyone in reasonably good health can enjoy sex beyond the 80s. And they say the belief that romance desires fade with age is a fallacy. I don't know if that's a problem. I always wonder why, what is the benefit of reading a story like this? But then I think maybe somebody will hear that and maybe 4 or 5 months from now act on it. Pat told me, she said, you know, I let my kid eat, she didn't call him her kid. I let my kid eat hamburgers now, because 5 or 6 months ago you said it was all right. I read a report on how a hamburger is a very nutritional item, and she remembered that. So there, I still don't know why I bother with that, because I don't want to deal in your personal life. Hey, the Mexican president, Luis Echeverria, arrived in San Antonio, Texas today to open the largest foreign trade show in Mexico's history. MexFair 76 is seen by some financial experts as a major test of last week's sharp devaluation of the Mexican peso, which will mean that tourists going to Mexico will be able to buy more stuff because of the increased value, relatively speaking, of the dollar.
Peppers, Virginia Bay, we're always close by.
From Virginia's highlands to the seacoast, in the cities, on the farms, and in the towns, there are First Virginia bankers there to help you. It's good to know they'll always be around.
You don't know what a team can do until you see those greenback passers in action at First Virginia Bank of Orange. Their center loan officer has a pass pattern that can't be beat for passing you the greenbacks for a new car. 9.31 annual percentage rate for new car loans. Best pass around. Visit First Virginia Bank, Madison Road, Orange. The greenback passers can get you driving in style.
If there's a way to do what you want to do, First Virginia Bank will see you through.
Member FDIC.
A wise man who was asked about his parents once replied, of all the undertakings God invented, the parenthood career is most important. Then he sighed, how sad that only amateurs attempt it. We must soon realize that the happiness of man depends upon his dear old dad and mother, who seldom understand the love and care a child demands. How could they? They don't understand each other. Teach the children of the world. Teach them now before it gets too late. Teach them how to be the parents of tomorrow, or they'll become the parents of today and pass on all our hate and madness to a whole new generation. And so it goes ad infinitum. What pleasure we derive upon this overcrowded earth in making and remaking our own image, when any fool could tell us where the gift of life's concerned, we take for granted what should be a privilege. The children of the world are doomed before they reach school by families who are unprepared and careless. As long as procreation is a paradise for fools, the world will be the victim of its parents. Teach the children of the world. Teach them now before it gets too late. Teach them how to be the parents of tomorrow, or they'll become the parents of today, the past on all hate madness to a whole new generation. And so it goes ad infinitum. Teach the children of the world. Teach them now before it gets too late. Teach them how to be the parents of tomorrow.
There's a new one from Tony Newley. We call him Tony in the biz, and that's Teach the Children. A slightly different version than the one done by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Was Young in on that one? Don't think so. Probably Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It's 16 after 4 on WJMA with Tommy Dorsey's band.
Atop the Cremora Ballroom, there's Tommy Dorsey. Big Broadway finish here as I talk through my megaphone. Rudy Valley used one of these too, you know?
This one's made out of metal. Who provided this anyway? What is this thing? Looks like something that belongs on a toilet. There you go, Phil.
What do you mean looks like?
It is, huh? Sunny and pleasant this afternoon, clear and cool tonight. Tomorrow should be sunny and warmer, with a high around 88 and 31. The chance of rain is near zero through tomorrow. Right now, it's 76 and 24 degrees in Orange. The relative humidity is 46%.
It's not a cola, something much, much more. It's not a root beer, there are root beers by the score. Drink Dr. Pepper, the joy of every boy and girl. It's the most original soft drink ever in this whole wide world.
Bill Monroe and Dr. Pepper, two originals. Dr. Pepper now available in 8-pack, 16-ounce bottles. When lunchtime rolls around and you're heavy on the hungries but light on the cash, you ought to get to know 7-Eleven's hot-to-go chili dog.
Oh, thank heaven, that's a pretty good deal.
It's a real chili dilly, almost a foot-long hot dog with cheese, onions, and chili, all for just 69 cents at 7-Eleven.
Oh, thank heaven, that's a pretty good deal. That's a pretty good deal.
So come on down and get a long little doggy with chili, onions, and cheese. Just pop it in the oven and it's hot to go. The Hot to Go Chili Dog. That's a bunch of lunch for a nice price, just 69 cents.
Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. That's a pretty good deal.
So don't waste your time at the Burger Biggie or your bread at the Chateau Ladeau. Just pop a 7-Eleven chili dog in the hot-to-go oven.
Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Hot-to-go chili dog, 69 cents to participate in 7-Eleven.
That's a pretty good deal.
Just come on this show and just yell out stuff. Just take it easy, Mary. This ain't no open house party. That went out with Art Linkletter. It's 21 after 4 on WJMA with George Benson, currently enjoying success on 4 Billboard charts.
Are we really happy here with this lonely game we play? Looking for words to say. Searching but not finding understanding anywhere. We lost in a masquerade. Both afraid to say we're just too far away from being close together from the start. Try to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely game we play. Hearts are weeping, disappear every time I see your eyes. No matter how hard I try, ooh, 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 to understand the reasons that we carry on this way. Lost in a mess.
Benson, currently on the pop, single, soul, and jazz charts in Billboard magazine with This Masquerade. It's 24 after 4 on WJMA AM and FM. Time now for True Life Soap Opera. A little mood music here, Fred, if you will, please, now. It was May 31st when Ruth Mullins saw a huge snapping turtle dig a hole in the backyard of her home in Fort Salonga, New York. The turtle deposited some eggs and covered the hole. Mrs. Mullins waited patiently all summer, but the eggs didn't hatch. Finally, she dug them up and began incubating them. Her patience paid off. Mrs. Mullins, a grandmother, who says, "I ain't gonna tell you how old I am," is now the foster mother of 11 newborn turtles the size of quarters. She says, "I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but I do have enough now to keep me in turtle soup all year." And that is True Life Soap Opera.
from the pages of the Picayune Network Family Album.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is the word that more than a lie. Do the whole thing my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Well, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could fold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Association. There's Cherish, was later done by David Cassidy. How long does the average dollar bill last? Any idea? 13 months. $1.2 million worth is burned by the government every year. And the doctor says that he can see a lot better if you say eh instead of ah. Eh. Headlines this hour. Doctor Backwards drowned as he fell out of his boat and people ignored his cries for pleh, pleh. That is the dumbest joke I've heard all week. I just had to bring that up. Pleh. These are your information stations, WJMA, AM, and FM, in Orange. 76 and 24 at 4:30, here's what's new. A Madison grand jury handed down 10 indictments against 7 persons today. Pat Hamill has more.
A Madison grand jury indicted George Lytton Robinson for alleged breaking and entering and grand larceny. Leonard J. Yeager was indicted for alleged breaking and entering and grand larceny. James Michael Woodard was indicted for alleged grand larceny and attempted rape. Danny Whitehead was indicted for alleged grand larceny. Mr. Carol Lee Bright was indicted for alleged rape of a 12-year-old girl. Charles Gallahue was indicted for alleged grand larceny. Jack Breeden was indicted for alleged felonious assault. All cases considered by the grand jury were returned true bills. Pat Hamill in Madison reporting WJMA News.
Daryl Payne operates a string of laundromats and was one of those who was most unhappy when Culpeper raised its water rates. So to vent his anger, he went to the town municipal building to pay his water bill, all in loose change. It took two women more than an hour to count 4,174 coins, but they counted $4.69 more than the amount of the bill, so they had to borrow the local bank's change counting machine to count the coins again. The total was right the second time, and Payne got his receipt. Payne promised not to pay his water bill with coins again, but he's still upset by the new water rates. The bill he paid was 91% higher than his bill for the previous month. And that's just for one laundromat. Concorde supersonic jetliners may soon be landing, not only in Dulles, but in New York. Federal Aviation Administrator John McLucas says he expects the courts to overrule the New York Port Authority ban on Concorde flights. McLucas made his remarks at an air show at Farnborough, England. British Airways and Air France want to fly the SSTs into Kennedy. They already have several weekly flights from Paris and London to Washington's Dulles. McLucas says noise made by those flights so far have been exactly as the FAA predicted. A 35-year-old Buena Vista woman has been charged with murder in the fatal shooting of her husband. The murder charge was filed against Mrs. Cherry Scott yesterday after her husband, Freddie Scott, died at a Charlottesville hospital. Police said Scott was shot three times with a .22-caliber pistol Saturday night following a domestic problem. A preliminary hearing has been set for Mrs. Scott for September 22nd. State police say the death of two Rice residents has brought the number of traffic fatalities on Virginia's highways over the weekend to seven, 21-year-old Walter Randolph Bland and 16-year-old Alton Leon Bland were killed yesterday when their car went off Route 621 in Prince Edward County. The deaths brought the yearly traffic death toll to 698 compared with 682 at the same time last year. The holiday period officially ended at midnight last night. 22 persons died last year on state highways during the Labor Day weekend. And now Phil Odebear previews tonight's evening report.
Thank you, Russ. In the headlines, President Ford has signed a new version of the Child Daycare Center bill after vetoing another form of the bill in April. And the State Department says Israeli gunners fired at U.S. marker buoys near an oil rig in the Suez Gulf, part of a long-running U.S.-Israeli dispute over drilling rights, but the shots were not aimed at American personnel. U.S. military sources expect an intelligence bonanza from examination of the Soviet MiG-25 jet fighter that a defecting pilot landed yesterday in Japan. And locally, the state police in Culpeper reported this morning that there were no traffic fatalities in this area during the Labor Day weekend. But State Trooper G.F. Hausman was busy working a rash of minor accidents in Orange County. We'll have details on these and other stories in about 25 minutes on the evening report.
WJMA News time is 24 after 4. The weather should be sunny and pleasant this afternoon, clear and cool tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high up around 88 and 31. The chance of rain's near zero through tomorrow. Right now, it's 76 and 24. The relative humidity's 46%. That's WJMA state and local news at this hour. I'm Russ Roberts for WJMA Radio News.
Saxophone. Can't
written notes, but I play anything they hear. I made up tunes on the sounds that I used to hear when I started to play. Folks used to say, sounds a little goofy to me.
Quartet chords appeal to me. I like rustic harmony. Hold a note and change the key. Hey, that's goof. Not according to the rules that you learned in music schools. But the folks just dance like fools. They should go for goofs. Got a job, but I just couldn't keep it long. The leader said that I played all the music wrong, so I stepped out with an outfit of my own. Got together a new kind of orchestra, and we all played just the same goofus harmony, and I must admit, we made it. Goofus has been lucky for me. Just the same goofus harmony, and I must admit, we made it. Goofus has been lucky for me. Goofus has been lucky for me. Goofus has been lucky.
There is Karen Carpenter along with Brother Richard and Goofus. They weren't done, were they? Let's hold the phone here. That's a long one, isn't it? Got some disease here, right? No. They just kind of hanging out then. Are they done? Here it is, 22 before 5 on WJMA. Bobby Goldsboro.
As she sits by the window, she's busy with work, but her mind isn't on what she's doing. She thinks back to morning, the feeling she had, and she's glad she's a woman. And you can see the glow on her face and in her eyes. You can see she's changed every day from the little girl I married, from a girl into a woman. And she's glad she's a woman. Late at night when I'm sleeping, she'll tug at my side, wake me up just to tell me she's happy. I put my hand on the light she carries inside, then she smiles and says, "Hello, Daddy." And my heart could almost burst from the love she brings to me. To a woman.
Glad She's a Woman. And that is Bobby Goldsboro. Now on the Picayune Radio Network, back from vacation, here once again from Dallas is Paul Hardley News. Hello, America. The mysterious human fly says he'll fly across Dallas September 26th, standing on top of a DC-8 jetliner. The fly will be supported by a steel brace as the airplane goes 300 miles an hour. The speed record for standing atop a moving airplane is 250 miles an hour, that one too held by the fly. He remains hooded and caped at all times during his act. He refuses to give out his real name. Page 2. Johnson Publishers announces a new book. It's called All Beef Patty, the story of an overweight secretary who never gets a break. Today's question. Is detente what you sleep in on decamping trip? Paul, Hardly News. Good day.
Haywood Darnell Auctioneer announces an antique auction this Saturday the 11th at 9 o'clock at Hillary Farm on Landon Lane Extended in Orange. On sale, walnut cupboard, trundle bed, mahogany chest of drawers, pine pie safe, Chippendale chairs, clocks, books, cut glass, vases, silver flatware, good china, and old jewelry. Visit this auction on Saturday the 11th at 9 a.m. at the Hillary Farm on Landon Lane Extended in Orange. Lunch available. Call Haywood Darnell 832-3950 for details.
Everybody knows how little money it takes to own tires built by Firestone. But not everybody knows how many Firestone dealers and stores across the USA offer such value. Literally, there are thousands nationwide and in Canada, too. That means convenience, which saves time when you travel. And since time is money, Firestone in Orange Corner, Washington Street and Madison Road is one of many locations where your time and money are well spent.
Ask a friend about Firestone.
At 18 and a half before 5, here is Lou Rawls.
You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. Oh, I'm not bragging on myself, baby, but I'm the one who loves you. It'll take the end of all time, someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme, all the magic we shared, just us two. Oh, I'm not trying to make you stay, baby, but I know somehow, someday, someway, you are
gonna miss my loving.
You're gonna miss my loving.
You're gonna miss my loving.
When it's cold outside, find another love like mine. You'll keep searching and searching your whole life through. Oh, I don't wish you no bad luck, baby.
You're gonna miss my love.
You're going to miss my love. Not the name of it, is it? I get back from vacation. You don't know what you're playing. What is it? For 10 points, can Phil Goodwin tell me what the name of the song is? Hank, time's up. Oh, boy. We got some great sports here, and they're all sponsored by C. Cosby Clough Incorporated, a member of WJMA's Sports Broadcasters Club. Ted Marchibroda made his point the hard way. Marchibroda was rehired as head coach of the Baltimore Colts today, 2 days after he quit the post because of too much interference from the front office. After a six-hour conference with owner Robert Irsay, Marchibroda returned to that job. A veteran tennis player, 62-year-old Gardner Malloy, will play President Ford in the White House courts tomorrow. Malloy said he met the president at a Washington cocktail party and was asked to play with him. Now this. For the cool comfort you longed for last summer, now's the time to do something about it for this year. Call C. Cosby Clough Incorporated of Orange for your new air conditioning system. For a few rooms or for the whole house, C. Cosby Clough Incorporated sells Chrysler AirTemp air conditioning equipment, the nationally known brand of quality you can depend on. For your free home estimate for Chrysler AirTemp air conditioning, call C. Cosby Clough Incorporated of Orange. Do it today. The Washington Capitals of the National Hockey League have signed a free agent, center Guy Charron. He played for the Kansas City Scouts last year and became a free agent June 1st. The Scouts have since become the Colorado Rockets. To compensate for the loss of Charron, they received the rights to Nelson Piatt. A five-time winner, Gary Player of South Africa, heads the field for the Piccadilly World Match Golf Tournament. He'll be playing in England October 7th to the 9th. Defending champ Hale Irwin will also be there. Sports brought to you by C. Cosby Clough Incorporated, a member of WJMA's Sports Broadcasters Club.
Stop by the Fireside Restaurant at the Holiday Inn in Culpeper for Sunday Buffet. Every Sunday from noon till 9, you can fill up on a variety of foods, all for $4.50. On weeknights, the Holiday Inn of Culpeper features the salad bar with all the fixins. Or stop by any time for their delicious prime rib. The Fireside Restaurant of the Holiday Inn in Culpeper, now serving cocktails. Try the food at the Holiday Inn this Sunday or any day. The Holiday Inn of Culpeper on Business Route 29, south. Culpeper.
The Fabric Hut of Louisa now has a gift gallery and has a new location, too. The Fabric Hut and Gift Gallery is now on East Main Street in Louisa in the new Winston office building. The grand opening lasts through this Saturday. Register for the door prizes. Shop from a good selection of gifts for a wedding, birthday, or any occasion. The Fabric Hut still has their quality fabrics at reasonable prices. The Fabric Hut and Gift Gallery in Louisa, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. He says it should be clear and cool tonight, tomorrow sunny and warmer, with a high around 88 and 31. The chance of rain near zero through tomorrow. Right now it's 76 and 24 degrees. The relative humidity is 46%. The newest one from Gordon Lightfoot. This is The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turned gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the prize, the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling?
the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. They may have broke deep and took water, and all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, that is Gordon Lightfoot.
No matter who wins in November, you win in September during the Southern States Fall Sale. Through September 18th, you'll find a store full of election year bargains at your nearby store of the Orange Madison Co-op. Prices have been cut on over 100 farm and home items. In the feed department, save 25 cents on every 50-pound bag of Southern States Silver Stirrup and Performance Champion horse feeds. Save 50 cents on every 50-pound bag of Southern States full line of milk replacers. Save a dollar off the 50-pound bag of Vim and Vigor feed supplement. Get a free red denim cap when you stock up on popular Red Ranger dog foods, one free cap with every 200 pounds of any Red Ranger ration or case of Red Ranger canned foods. Limit three caps per family. Don't miss the values on a limited selection of paint, house and garden tools, motor oil, household needs, and more. Plus, register to win one of 51 prizes to be given away, no purchase necessary. Southern States Fall Sale through September 18th at your nearby store of the Orange Madison Co-op.
Virginia Federal now offers you a wonderfully convenient way to save. It's the PassCard Savings Account, an easier, faster, safer method for you to carry out your transactions. With your PassCard, you need no passbook. Transactions are recorded immediately, and every 3 months you'll be mailed a statement. You'll enjoy the same maximum interest compounded continuously, and each account is insured to $40,000 by a government agency. Virginia Federal, Main Street and Madison Road, Orange. Stop in soon.
What makes a man decide to become a human cannonball? It's the thrill of it all. And you can watch the great Zucchini hurtle through space on September 11th and 12th during Great American Thrills at King's Dominion, brought to you by Safeway, featuring a different spectacular every weekend in September. And you save $1.50 off the regular price of admission with free discount coupons from Safeway. Great American Thrills at King's Dominion. It's a blast.
The Great Zucchini, huh? In 30 seconds, we will hear from the trade winds in New York's a lonely town. But first, we have to tell you about the Miss America pageant, beginning today in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The winner will be crowned on Friday night, and of course, that will be on television. Happy anniversary to international lifeboat racing. The first such race to be held in America was won by a Norwegian boat on this day in 1927. Its 10-man crew rowed from the Statue of Liberty to Pier A at the tip of Manhattan in 15 minutes, 27 seconds. Phil Odebear is next with the evening report.
New York's a lonely town.